here, so pumped to be with you back in the Gospel of John. We are in chapter 13, 31 through 38. This is episode 49. Can you believe it? I've called today's teaching, How to Recognize a True Follower of Jesus. And I just have loved this study. I hope you have too. Let me read you the verses. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Judas, in case you weren't with us yesterday. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me. And just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times. Man, how much is going on here. This is the last week of the ministry of Jesus. He's now in a private time with his disciples. The next three chapters are going to be awesome. Of Jesus giving farewell instructions to the disciples. We're going to hear about the Holy Spirit. But today, how to recognize a true follower of Jesus. 3 points as usual. Number one, the surest way to recognize a follower of Jesus is by their love. The surest way to recognize if someone is a follower of Jesus is by their love. You say, what kind of love? I mean, first of all, those verses 34 and 35 worth memorizing. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. By the way, a lot more said about that in the book of 1 John. Spend some time there if you want to build on this. But let me just sort of give you a couple of thoughts. Loving like Jesus loved is unconditional and radical. Basically, you expect nothing in return. It is a radical kind of love. We looked at it when Jesus laid down and washed the disciples' feet. It is a humble love. It is a sacrificial love. We're going to see it exemplified in the cross of Christ, where he literally lays down his life for his disciples, for his friend, for everybody, basically, who will receive him. So loving like Jesus loved is unconditional and radical. And man, that is a high calling. Most of us don't come to this naturally, but God has given us the ability in Christ to love like that. Loving like Jesus means loving one another like Jesus loved us. Think about how Christ loves you. So let me ask you, how does that look like in your family? How does that look like in your church family? How does that look like in your marriage? How does that look like in your work relationships? How does that look like with the people you don't like? How does that look like, practically speaking, today? How do you love like Jesus loved? Have you been hurt? Are you about to give up on someone? Can I point you to, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the chapter on love, where Paul reminds us, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Hey, who is your one another? Who is your one another that God has put in your life? You might not have chosen them. You might not choose them again, but they're in your life for better or for worse. Will you apply 1 Corinthians 13? Will you love like Jesus instructed us to love? That is how they will know you're a disciple. Listen, the surest way to recognize a follower is by their love. Secondly, the surest way to recognize a follower of Jesus is by who they are following. Who do you follow? Where I am going, you cannot follow me, but you will follow afterwards. So Jesus was talking about his death, but he's saying, his call to his disciples from day one was, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. They left everything and followed him. And he's reminding us, he showed up in John 21 and tells Peter to follow him again. Follow Jesus. That is our primary calling, is to follow Jesus. You might be called to be a mother, to be a doctor, to be a wife, to be a husband, to be a coach. I don't know what your calling is, but your primary calling is to follow Jesus. That is how you know if people are true followers. Are they following Jesus? You say, how do you know? Well, look where Jesus is going. He's with the orphans and the widows. He's with he fights for injustice. He loves the unlovable. Look, we won't do it perfectly. Every disciple will ultimately, at some point, fail. Peter failed big time, publicly. But he got back up, and Jesus' grace got him back in the game and restored him into the ministry. Every disciple will follow more closely with time. You might have followed him 10 years ago from afar. How are you following him today? If you're in a place where you've backslid, you're not following like you used to, Revelation, Jesus speaks to the churches and says, repent and do the works that you did at first. If your heart has grown cold, if you're not in love with Jesus like you used to be, do the works that you used to do at first. Are you following Jesus? Are you known by your love? And then the surest way to recognize a follower of Jesus is an understanding, not what we have done for him, but what he has done for us. When you live in that understanding of what Christ has done for you, not so caught up always with, what am I doing for Jesus? And if I read my Bible today, and am I journaling, and am I going to church, and have I told people about Jesus? Those are all side effects. They're overflow of what Jesus has done for us. But are you more focused on what he has done for you? Salvation is not based on works. It is a gift of God. We cannot boast of anything we've done. We can only give thanks to the grace of God that led him to the cross. Salvation is all God's work on our behalf. Hey, the surest way to recognize a follower isn't about looking at others and asking, are they followers? It is about looking at self and saying, am I a follower of Jesus? Am I a disciple? How to recognize if you're a follower of Jesus? Are you known by your love? You might fail sometimes, but are you following Jesus over time? Are you increasing in your knowledge of him? And are you aware of what he's done for you? Hey, to be a Christian is to know Christ and to know what he's done for you. And it is an awesome thing to live in that space. Won't you take time today and reflect over what God has done for you? It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Hey, if you're not sure about it, email me. I'd love to talk to you about it. I'd love to pray with you over anything in your life that you need prayer over. Maybe there is someone another in your life that's hard to love. I'd love to pray with you over that situation. Lena@livingwithpower.org. In the meantime, have an awesome day, and I'll catch you back tomorrow.